I am your substitute person today. Kahu David is taking a much deserved, much needed break. And he will be back next week though. Just a reminder, today is Communion Sunday. So get your bread ready, get your wine ready. Don't do what I usually do, which is run off during the sermon to get it because I forgot. So get it ready now. We are, for the next several weeks, until Kahu and the leadership think it would be safe for us to go to hybrid, we are all together on Zoom. Please, if you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated, get boosted. Please also be mindful about what we're now being told about masks, that two-layer cloth masks simply aren't good enough. If you're going to keep using them, please consider double masking. So you've got a layer of the disposable and then that mask. And when in doubt, get yourself some KN95s and use that because that's your gold standard. Prayer requests. Please send them all to Becca via the chat, and she will round them all up for us. The chat says Tom and Becca. That's the person that you would send the prayer request to. And Chris.
Aloha, good morning, everyone. I hope you are staying a little warm. I'm a little chilly, but you know, that's the weather here right now. But anyway, I just wanted a quick reminder that there is no choir rehearsal on Wednesday. And for the time being, we will, and when we do return, it will more than likely be online until we get a better assessment of what the numbers are looking like, what our protocols will be by the time we hopefully maybe return back into in-person or hybrid. So with that said, just again, no choir rehearsal this Wednesday. If you show up, I'm not going to be there. So just keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
Let's gather now and listen prayerfully to What Child Is This?
Thank you.
These are words from the poet W.S. Merwin. To the new year, with what stillness at last you appear in the valley, your first sunlight reaching down to touch the tips of a few high leaves that did not stir, as though they had not noticed and did not know you at all. Then the voice of a dove calls from far away in itself to the hush of the morning. So this is the sound of you here and now. Whether or not anyone hears it, this is where we have come with our age, our knowledge such as it is, and our hopes such as they are, invisible before us, untouched, and still possible. For all that is possible, let us worship together.
Call to worship. Blessed is the one who spoke and the world came into being.
Blessed is the one who is still speaking the world into being.
Blessed is the one who spoke and the life light emerged from a soup of nothingness.
Blessed is the one who spoke and became flesh and blood.
Blessed is the one who sang us into being.
Blessed is the one who danced with grace and gifted us with truth.
Blessed is the one who has compassion for the earth.
Blessed is the one who has compassion for all creatures.
Blessed is the one who lives eternally and exists forever.
Let us now worship the Holy One. Amen.
Breathe forth the ring of mercy, breathe forth.
We confess to Almighty God that we have missed the mark with God, with our brothers and sisters, indeed with the entirety of God's creation, through our own faults in thoughts and words and what we have both done and failed to do. We ask for prayers of forgiveness and renewal before God and all that God has called into being. Amen.
One fact remains that does not change. God has loved you, loves you now, and will love you always. This is the good news that brings us new life. Amen. Now is the time when we unmute ourselves and pass the peace of God's peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace to everyone.
This is the invitation to the offering. On this second day of the new year, I'm reminded that I've been attending Crossroad for 25 years. After about the first year of attendance, I became an associate member. I remained an associate member for about 20 years until, due to the new covenant, I felt free to become a full member. There were a small but significant number of us who were associates for many years, and we were devoted members. We showed up just about every Sunday and participated in other ways in the life of the church. I don't want to name some of those prominent people, but you know who you are. For 2 years, for example, I was a secretary for the council, and everyone ignored the bylaw that said only a full member could serve in this office. It would be too complicated for me to explain why I remained an associate for so long. I was just trying to be honest about my beliefs. I come to Crossroads for simple reasons. I believe in a loving God and participation in a like-minded congregation reinforces and sustains my belief. With Crossroads, I found a Christian congregation in which I felt comfortable participating, one where I was not pressured to adopt beliefs that I just did not have. All these years, I have felt I always fully belonged as a member of this congregation. Because I feel I fully belong, I contribute to maintain this church. With that in mind, let us take the offering.
Thank you.
That was dope. May God bless this offering that we make in recognition of our belonging to this church.
Amen. Now it is time for the community to be in prayer with one another and with God. God has blessed creation with a great variety of gifts and gathered all people into one family so that in sharing we might strengthen and be strengthened by one another. We gather into our hearts and minds the universe entrusted to us, remembering its needs before God and His company. At this time, all of our spoken prayer requests will be listed, not in litany fashion. We're just going to list it. The first prayer is this, what I am sure is weighing on a lot of our hearts, and that is a prayer for 14-year-old Valentina Orellano Peralta of Southern California and her family, as well as for Officer William James Jr. and his family. Liz Nelson raises up the need for joy and courage and the spirit of forgiveness 2022, as well as a prayer for Liz's brother, Greg. Liz says he fell this week, hit his head, and it has definitely affected his mental status and ability to hold a conversation. So we hold both Greg and Liz. To Richard Jackson, who is home, yay. Richard prays that sometimes misinformed family and friends who mean well, but may be causing hardship. From Cheryl Ho, prayer for Will Ha'o as he enters Queens Hospital on Tuesday morning for his second spinal surgery. He has been recovering strongly from the first surgery, but this second one is more delicate. Becca, have prayers come to you over chat?
Yes, I have two. Ted Demurge of War asks prayers for two men who have lost, who are celebrating the 1 year anniversary, celebrating or remembering the 1 year anniversary of their wives' deaths. First is his uncle Steve and his brother-in-law Dave. And the second request comes from Linda Rich. She asks prayers for her college days friend, Karen, who fell, broke her leg, and is recovering from surgery.
Any other prayers to be lifted up? Then at this time, let us pray in our hearts and name those we know. Let us pray for the COVID hospitalized or dead, and all frontline and essential workers, including teachers. Let us pray for those in our lives suffering from mental or physical illness. Let us pray for the worn out and weary. Let us pray for those in the shadow of death and for the grieving. Let us name the places in the world where people are hurt by war and abuses of power. Let us give thanks for those who love us. Let us give thanks for the word and the life light, and for those who speak light into our lives. Let us give thanks for the new year, Grant that these prayers, O God, may be enfleshed by our commitment, not only to pray them, but to live them. In your Son's name, amen. And let us join together in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Creator in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So I have the privilege of preaching today, but better than that, I have the privilege of preaching with Ted, who needs to join me on the screen somehow. No, the other Ted, not the Santa Claus one who shaved his beard. There we go. Ted and I are going to do this sermon jointly. We will be in conversation with each other, and together we will be in conversation with the scripture readings. And all of that will be mashed together. So put on your imagination and try to keep us clear. From the New Revised Standard Version, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Ted, what do you think about this? In the beginning of what? What is the Word? The Word was with and was God?
Maybe it's related to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. Let's try a different way to say the same thing from the Message, a translation of the Hebrew and Greek into today's language by Eugene Patterson, a theologian, professor, and a pastor. Here's Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. First, this: God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss. God spoke.
Light.
And light appeared. God spoke.
Sky, in the middle of the waters, separate water from water.
God made sky. God spoke.
Separate. Water beneath heaven, gather into one place. Land, appear.
And there it was. God spoke.
Earth, green up. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree.
And there it was. God spoke.
Lights, come out. Shine in heaven's sky, separate day from night, mark seasons and days and years. Lights in heaven's sky to give light to earth.
And there it was. God spoke.
Swarm, ocean with fish and all sea life, birds fly through the sky over earth.
God created the huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds. God bless them.
Prosper, reproduce, fill ocean, birds reproduce on earth.
God spoke.
Earth, generate life, every sort and kind, cattle and reptiles and wild animals, all kinds.
And there it was. God spoke.
Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature.
God created human beings, creating them godlike, reflecting God's nature. God created them, the first male and the first female. God bless them.
Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. And here ends our reading of the first chapter of Genesis. Wow, Ted, all of creation was created because God spoke. Have you heard this version before? What does it tell you about God's nature?
I don't remember hearing this version before. While I have thought of God as creator, I've always focused on the word, a noun. In this version, the power of speaking as God's way of creating the world and everything in it is striking. God feels more active. For me, it also highlights that all of creation is interconnected, that God is in relationship to, with all. Come to think of it, is this related to the UCC phrase, God is still speaking? This version of Genesis helps me hear that phrase in a slightly new way. I wonder too, how do we hear a God who likes to speak and creates through speaking?
Well, let's take a look at our lectionary text for today, and that is the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, and from the Message. The Word was first. The Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one.
Everything was created through the Word. Nothing, not one thing came into being without the Word. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. There once was a man, his name was John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light.
The word was God, in readiness for God, the life light. Ted, this is as puzzling as the New Revised Standard Version. But I want to pick up on what you had said about this word, that it would be an action word. And in this rendition of John chapter 1, we also have this notion of readiness, of anticipation, which is another form of action. This is kind of hard for me to wrap my head around. The word came first and was in readiness for God. This time after Christmas flows into these first chapters, the creation stories of John and Genesis, as we ponder the birth of Jesus, the incarnation of God, embodiment of God. All of these are stories full of speaking, of action, of creation. I know this is going to sound strange, but these passages strongly bring to my mind string theory in physics. In my very simple layperson's understanding, the theory envisions matter as metaphorical strings, like cello strings, that vibrate, like being in anticipation. And the vibration creates, like the word. It also reminds me of Taoism's primal sound and the Hindu's Om. Okay, Ted, I'm babbling. Why don't you take it from here?
Okay, let's read on then. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life is brought into light. He was in the world was there through him. And yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like parent, like child, generous, inside and out, true from start to finish. So, Francis, can I run some ideas by you about this? This was kind of confusing to me in some ways, too. The terms life, light, and child of God selves seems central here. But even though I've read through this several times, I'm not sure I understood these. Towards the beginning of this reading, there was the line, "What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by." This reminded me of God speaking everything into being, into life. And in doing so, all created beings, including us, were given light. At first, I thought of people saying that everyone has the light of Christ in their heart. At the same time, in thinking about what comes next in the text, I began to wonder if this is more about a type of light to focus on as a guide. So if we don't pay attention to creation, to the life light, and our ultimate concern is elsewhere, say on things like wealth or prestige, we neglect who we really are, and more than anything, we perform for others. But if we pay attention to the life or life light around us, in us, making God our ultimate concern, then maybe we move closer to have the chance to live into our true selves, how God spoke us to be. Maybe paying attention to the life or the life light is a way of hearing God. What do you think? Am I close?
I think so, Ted. I find so helpful your observation that besides being an animating force, the life light also becomes an internal and external focus, guiding us to our true selves. Again, here we have the word in action. It creates, animates, and it also guides us. But we also have to be in action to hear, to want to be God's people, and to embody life light. During this pandemic, we certainly no longer take embodiment for granted. We no longer blithely assume that we will be there for one another in real time and real space. Okay, the Gospel of John continues. John pointed him out and called, "This is the one I told you was coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me, has always had the first word. We all live off his generous abundance, gift after gift after gift. We got the basics from Moses, and then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse. This one-of-a-kind God expression who exists at the very heart of the Mother, Father, God, has made life light, plain as day." Here ends our gospel reading. You know, Ted, for me, this part really ties in the Christmas story and Jesus's birth to both John's in the beginning and Genesis in the beginning. If we build on your notion that the life light animates and guides, then these verses name Jesus as our Messiah, through whom we receive gift after gift after gift and endless knowing and understanding. This Jesus made the ineffable divine plain as day. Any parting thoughts, Ted?
One. Sorry if it's a little bit convoluted. What you were just saying, tying the in the beginning to in the beginning, I really felt like in the Genesis, in the beginning, I feel like the idea of a lifeline is bigger and can be found in everything God created. In John, however, I'm tempted to read the life light as referring more exclusively to Jesus. In the end, though, I don't see the two visions as different. While Jesus may be the brightest example for those who follow his path, all the living things have that divine spark of the life light. The birth of Jesus, our celebration of his coming and life, may really be a big reminder to honor the inherent dignity, the lifelight of all of our neighbors, all of creation.
Thanks for those insights, Ted. your inclusivity really resonates with me. I'd like to end my part with some practical considerations. Recently, I read a tweet about the, pardon me, danger of ignorant people. This tweet had over 35,000 comments, all basically in support. One comment simply listed groups of people like anti-vaxxers, fascists, murderers, and included in the middle of this list, Christians. Ouch. Here's my practical exhortation. We really need to speak up and light up. In the bottomless emptiness, God spoke. In the beginning, at the first, was the Word that created. In the beginning was and is the mystery of our faith. John said the Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. I don't want Christians to be listed with the fascists. We are not God, so we can't simply speak a word and make all things right. But we have the lifelight. And Ted's and my New Year's message is simple: speak up. Like John, we can speak our truth about a way of life that affirms love and justice. Like John, we can point to the one always ahead of us, always the first word. Light up. The life light is real. We have that light inside of us. We must live our child of God selves, our true selves. We must share the exuberant giving and receiving that came through Jesus. We who reflect God's nature can cast the life light into the existing darkness. Amen. And in the beginning, God spoke relationships into being. Holy Communion is a time for those relationships to deepen through the simple elements of bread and wine. Jesus spoke at a meal with his disciples on the night of betrayal. He blessed and broke it and said, "Take and eat, do this in remembrance of me." He blessed the wine and poured it and said, "Take and drink. This is the new covenant in my blood." The new covenant in my blood. Jesus made the table ready for his disciples and now for us. Take up your bread, people, and eat. And remember Jesus. Take up your cup and drink and live into the. And now, children of God, with great thanksgiving, let us sing a verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll hear Chris sing the first verse and then we'll sing the next verse. And after that, I ask that we keep a prayerful and meditative silence. Chris?
How silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the glorious love of. Discerns God's coming, but in
We thank you, God, for inviting us to this table where we have known the presence of Christ and have received all Christ's gifts. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and let us show forth your praise in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
God spoke.
God still speaks.
God created life and light.
We are the life light. Children of God, go now and speak up. Go now and light up the world with life, love, and kindness. Go rejoicing in the love of God, peace of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Lena, thank you so much. That's like one of my favorite hymns, and that was such a beautiful, beautiful rendition. Thank you. I got a few other thanks. Thanks to Stephen for doing the heavy lifting. I want you to know that Coral wanted to be here. She was planning to, but Steve told us this morning that she's really feeling sick right now. So Steve, tell Coral that we're thinking of her, and you know, we wish her good health as soon as possible. Of course, I want to thank Ted. My sermon partner. I loved it. We had a great time. This was a great process. And of course, always thanks to our tech team, Chris, Marcus, Renita, our prayer team, Becca and Linda. Oh my gosh, takes a village to get me right here. So people, go with God.